Tampa Bay Group has voted unanimously to reiterate our strong support for the Tampa Bay Ferry Project, and we have urged Swift Mud and our county commissioners to move forward with the implementation of that program and development as quickly as possible. We understand that there are unique challenges associated with locating a ferry terminal anywhere on the eastern shoreline of the Tampa Bay. However, we, after considering 14 different locations, we endorse the choice of the Schultz Preserve area for the location of the ferry terminal and the associated recreational park that will also be built there.
And the Schultz Preserve, it was controversial a little bit because the Audubon of Florida vice president told the Tampa Tribune that it's inappropriate to cannibalize preservation land for this purpose. Why do you disagree, I guess, with that statement that it wouldn't be inappropriate to cannibalize preservation land for the purpose of having a ferry terminal?
Well, the Tampa Bay Sierra Club continues to be unwavering in our commitment to protecting preserved lands. However, the overall impact of the ferry proposal extends far beyond the Schultz track. We have here an unprecedented combination of conditions that make this particular proposal uniquely supportable by our group. The land involved will remain in the public ownership, and then there will be 46 additional acres brought into public ownership from ELAP-nominated lands, and the particular site, the portion of the Schultz Preserve where the ferry is going to be built, is actually what is called twice-dredged spoil. It's land that was actually created that didn't exist. It was dredged and created in shallows of the bay. It's Tom Rees in his report. He was the original developer, designer of the Schultz Preserve, rather, and he described the conditions of the soil there, saying that the vegetation that will thrive in this kind of soil under ambient weather conditions are inhibited or limited due to the factors relating to the composition of the soil.
In plain English, what does that mean?
It means that when you take dredged material and bring it from the bottom of the bay up onto the land, and then you move it again, it doesn't have a natural stratification in it that natural soils have. It's not good environmental land that way, as opposed to natural land, which has developed a natural way. It's a little like trying to make a cow out of hamburger. This is a problem that you have with a lot of restoration schemes, such as where they do mountaintop removal to take coal out, and then they come and put the soil, the rock and soil back on there. It just, you can't recreate what nature has created in that way.
What are the advantages, then, of the ferry?
The ferry will eliminate 6,000 tons of carbon dioxide pollution per year. The greatest threat facing Tampa Bay today, and by that I mean Tampa Bay's ecology, our economy, and the people that live here, is climate change. The development of a modern multimodal public transportation system is the single most significant action that any local government can take to stop and reverse the effects of carbon pollution. The high-speed ferry itself, of course, isn't going to save the planet, but it's a very important first step towards a viable public transportation system in Hillsborough County. And this public transportation system, if and when we develop it, not just the high-speed ferry, but a real public transportation system for Hillsborough County, will benefit both our environment and our economy. This is so important for the Bay Area. Our county commissioners are limited in what they can do to stop climate change, but developing a public transportation system in Hillsborough County is something that we can do at the local level that will make a difference, a big difference. We have to do this in our community, and we have to do this in every community across the country. In addition, we also have to look at retiring fossil fuel electric generation and replacing that with renewable energy, building a distributed grid system. We need to retool our industries to make them more efficient, and we need to retrofit our buildings to conserve energy, both our commercial and government buildings and our homes. But for our county commission, for our local government, building this high-speed ferry is a very important first step towards creating the public transportation system that Hillsborough County needs for the sake of our environment and for the sake of our economy.